Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I am here with my co-host. Say hi.
Hi.
It's my mom. Did you think it was anyone else? No, never.
Gotcha.
We are in Orlando today.
We are.
We are recording not live from a hotel room. So if you're watching, that's what the background is and why the lighting's weird. It's very sunny. And I am very overexposed. We tried to part a curtain behind the camera, and now I just look like I have weird, stripy... I'm a zebra. I look like a zebra. Anyway, we went to Disney World yesterday.
We, in fact, did.
That was a lie. We went to Disneyland 2 days ago. Disney World. Gosh, darn it.
We went to Disney World not yesterday.
No.
The day before.
We went to Disney World on Saturday. It was a lot of fun. We went to Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. I think those are the names of the places.
Something.
Yep. And it was a lot of fun, and Colleen and I both vlogged it. Vlogs should be up today, Wednesday. Who knows? Anyway.
When you get to it.
When I get
to
it.
We're a little busy.
Yes.
We're traveling.
Happy National Flannel Day, Mom.
Oh, flannel's good in the winter.
Flannel's great in the winter.
I have flannel sheets on my bed right now.
I guess it's winter, huh? We're in Florida. What does that mean?
It's Santa Barbara, too. You're like, what? Well, okay. It does get down to the 50s in the night.
Where I live gets down to like the 40s.
For a couple of days. Yeah, there's a few days.
For a couple of days. So many people hate you right now.
We think there's going to be like a snowstorm or something, but no.
It's also Oatmeal Monday.
I hated oatmeal growing up. I felt it tasted... like the consistency of snot.
Yeah.
But now I like oatmeal.
Matt and I eat oatmeal like 5 times a week.
Yes.
For like lunch. It's a good way to get the day started because we don't eat breakfast.
And you can put in little nuts and
we put
he makes
oats with almond milk, so not water. A huge problem. Growing up, we just did packets of oatmeal with water.
Or malto meal.
I hated malto meal.
Yeah.
Colleen loved it. I hated it.
Chocolate malto meal.
Oh God. That was gross because it was grainy salt.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't like snot, so.
No. But yeah, he does it with almond milk, and then which we should need to cut back on because almond milk is killing the bees.
I thought you were making, side note, you were making your own almond milk for a while there, weren't you?
Just for a little bit, but it ended up costing way more than sometimes you make your own things because it costs less or it's healthier, but then we found this almond milk that was way cheaper, and it was just almonds and water. So it was like the same thing. Anyway. Well, we put a bunch of our fresh berries and nuts. We have to put walnuts on top, and then we'll either put my bee-free honey or a maple syrup on top.
I'm sorry. I have to ask. What is bee-free honey? Bees are the only ones that make honey.
I know. It's this. I tested it as a product once. It's made from apples. So it tastes like apple honey. You know how you get like flavored honey? It tastes like apple honey, but it's just sugar, lots of sugar and apples. So
well, I think I'll be coming over for breakfast one day.
It's pretty good. It's also Teddy Day, as in teddy bear.
Oh.
I was obsessed with teddy bears growing up. I had so many stuffed animals.
Did.
For some reason, I felt I was annoyed by it at the same time because everyone had that one special.
I have one. Brownie Bear.
I don't have one. I had so many stuffed animals that none of them, I was like, oh, I can't pick a favorite. That would be rude and hurt their feelings. So I couldn't have a favorite. And like my sister had her blankets. Trent and Colleen had blankets. That
so
they
did
were.
Christopher.
Christopher did too. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a thing.
You had one made for you, but you didn't attach to it like they attached to theirs.
Yeah, I just was like, eh, this is a blanket.
Well, Colleen's wasn't made for her. No, Colleen's was from Penny's.
Yeah. So, you know, that's all. And also this Friday is Valentine's Day.
And Trent's birthday.
And my brother's birthday. But, I mean, everyone celebrates Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah. My mama stupidly planned a C-section for Trent on Valentine's Day.
I thought
Day.
It was a little girl. I thought, oh, how
Who
cute.
Who cares?
And
that's
then
so
that would be
mean.
Terrible, too, growing
yes.
up as a girl. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You made it so that none of us want to hang out with him on his birthday.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Trent.
Yeah. Apologize to your son. All right. Let's go on to the news. Biggest news this week is I'm back on TikTok. Well, I was never on TikTok. I was on Musical.ly. I'm on TikTok.
Now I got to figure that one out.
I have been avoiding TikTok since, like, I want to say 4 years now. I've been avoiding it because it went out. It was like Musical.ly and then everyone was like over it. And then China bought it and they were like, we're going to promote and the crap out of this. They spent so much money on promotions and brand deals and getting people to post on their Instagrams. I was one of them. I did a brand deal for them and still never used it. My bad. That was one that I was like, ah, this is going against what I believe. Whatever, I'm going to do it anyway. But it is huge now. And I knew it was getting huge. And I was dragging my feet. And I talked to JoJo. And she's like, Rachel, just at least watch
TikTok
it. Just do it. Just go. I was like, fine. And then I still think the majority of it is really stupid.
Okay.
And I feel like it is not, it's not good, but it's addicting. And I understand the addiction. It's the same reason Tinder is huge. It's just that swipe mode. You just keep swiping. It's like, you're like, well, what's the next one going to be? Oh, what's the next one going to be? Maybe the next one will be funny. That's what
I
do.
I do that with videos on like Facebook videos that happen.
That's basically it. It's just you
but
keep going.
But they're instructional or they're
yeah, well, see, that's
cool
the thing.
People
is,
doing things.
The more things you like, the more that's what they'll suggest. So okay. I like a bunch of animal videos. And there's just like a few other things and like tutorials. I do like the tutorials. I follow some like medical ones and some cooking ones and some photography ones. So it'll cater to you. I can't stand the acting ones or the scenes. People will do scenes and it just really stresses me out. And I mean, the dances are dances. It's just if you care about dancing or not, I think.
I could put my chickens on TikTok.
You could.
I think I might try that.
Let's do that. But I'm Miss Our Baller 1, just the number 1.
Miss Our Baller 1.
Because when I started Musical.ly, someone had taken Miss Our Baller, and I put Miss Our Baller 1. I don't care. I'm verified. Doesn't matter. And so they tried to give it back to me, and I was like, no. And now I'm like, dang it, I should have taken it, because now I'm just this stupid one. But whatever. It's fine. I'm still trying to figure out what kind of videos I like posting, but...
What have you posted so far?
Dog stuff. And I did a 30-second vlog of taking Dad to Disney World.
Is it just a clip and you don't have to do any fancy things to it, like going back or forward or anything?
You can or you can't. Like, it just, it's what you want. I've posted some very plain ones, and then my vlog with Dad was a little bit longer, a little more complex. All right. The coronavirus isn't going away.
No.
We haven't really talked about it. Because I was like, man, let's not lead into the hype if it's actual just hype. Because there were a lot of people being like, it's not actually that big a deal.
Well, more people have died of the flu.
Yes. And so they're like, a lot of people have died of like influenza and more things, you know. But now it's just not going away.
Yeah.
And there was finally someone in, someone in America has died from it now.
Yes.
But
from America.
From America, yes. And there were... 70 people on a Japanese cruise ship have been diagnosed with it. Someone went on with it and infected. First, it was like they realized it at 41 people, and now it's at 70. They have to be contained in their rooms for 2 weeks. Like, so until like the last person has been like.
So how do they do that? They got to fly the food into them from a helicopter or another boat. I don't. And then
I think the ship might be docked at this point, but they can't come out of their rooms. Or like the ship has been quarantined basically. But every time there's a new case of it, the 2 weeks starts over.
Oh,
because they have to make sure that
Groundhog
person didn't.
Day.
Yeah, that person didn't come in contact with them
over and over. Oh my gosh.
So and then. The cruise line is now. The cruise lines are now banning Chinese passport holders because they're scared of the coronavirus.
So are you confined to the ship or are you confined
to your room?
Okay, what if you got one of the teeny tiny little rooms? I would
go
and start raving mad.
No,
I would.
It's solitary confinement.
I can't do that.
That's what it is. Yeah. So that's fun.
Wash your hands, people.
The amount of hand sanitizer I've been using, I wiped down my entire plane seat and
good
area.
Girl. I do that anyway.
Oh, man.
There was a lot of people at the LAX with masks on.
Yeah, everyone.
Came here
and
I was driving
into LAX, and I saw some guy waving something white at the corner before you go into LAX. I was like, what was he selling? What was that? And then I got into the airport, and I was like, he was selling medical masks.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a whole box full at home. Darn it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I can't breathe in those. I
Me
mean,
either,
I can't breathe if I'm dead, but I can't breathe in those.
I know. They're very confining.
Yes.
They need to have a little bubble you can just stick on your head so you can.
Well, that's also very confining.
No, but it's a bubble. It's not like in your face.
So you want to wear one of those suits.
A space suit, maybe.
Aren't they? They're called
just the
something.
Head, just the head part.
Just the head part?
Yeah.
All right. What are they called?
Space suit.
No.
It's, the bubble.
No. Oh, my God. Clearly, it's not the two things you've already said, Mom. It's something else.
Oh, well.
No. I don't know the name.
What are we talking about?
The suits you wear when, like, okay. someone is...
A hazmat suit?
Yes, that's
I already
it.
Said that, too.
No, you didn't. You
I
kept
did.
Saying space suit
rewind
and bubble.
Rewind, and you will hear me say
You think I'm
hazmat.
Really going to rewind to prove that I'm right? I already know
oh,
I am.
Please.
No, even if you beg, I'm not going to prove that I was right.
I know I'm right, so I don't need to beg.
You never said hazmat suit. You said space suit and a bubble to put your
I
head in.
I said hazmat. Okay, people, listen
you
back.
You didn't say hazmat because I would have.
And put in the comments.
No.
Yeah, she said hazmat. And if I didn't, just don't say
I'm
anything.
I'm so frustrated with how wrong you are. I've already told you, my biggest pet peeve in life is stupidity. You're being wrong.
No.
I
can't wait till next week.
I'm moving on.
Please
I'm moving
do.
On.
Please do.
I'm going to... You're such an annoying human.
And we just woke up.
So. My coffee hasn't hit me yet. I haven't eaten. I'm so mad at you. Netflix has made it so you can turn off the autoplay trailers when you log on. You know how you turn go in? So I don't know how to do it. Just go into settings, figure it out. I'm not your IT guy. But you just go in and you can turn it off. Because I hate when I do... open it up and it goes dung and then something really annoying starts to play.
Yeah.
And it's stuff I never care about. It's like horror or extreme explosions. I'm like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
Go away. So you can finally turn that off.
But does that auto turn off the episodes that you're watching?
No, it just makes it so when you log on, there's not something that just randomly starts playing.
Thank goodness.
Because they're trying to throw something in your face to get you addicted to. Never have I watched anything like that.
No.
I get mad at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm really annoyed by everything. I'm supposed to start my period. I'm PMSing.
There we go. I will not take it personally because I didn't
no,
say hazmat.
No, you never said hazmat. I'm sitting here being like, why am I actually so annoyed
you
right
are
now?
Very, I'm, like,
I'm
oh.
very annoyed. I'm to the point where I'm like, normally I would walk away from a situation, but I'm stuck here in front of this microphone. And normally I would walk away and be like, I need to breathe because I've tried very hard in my last few years of living to not get
good.
Angry at things
You've
that
done
are stupid.
Very good at it.
I'm PMSing.
Well, okay. I'll try not
and
to
And for idiots
the bear.
Out there, it doesn't mean I'm on my period. PMSing is
before
your period.
Pre-menstrual.
This is something, you know, I'm going to get on this tangent real quick. I've made a video about this. When a girl is in a bad mood, she's not on her period, you freaking morons. It's before her period.
And your hormones are going.
Yeah. Oh, and also never in... the existence of ever saying, oh, you must be on your period, has that ever helped anything? The only thing that helps is you not getting sex because you're a freaking idiot. No one wants to ever touch your dick after you say something like that.
Rachel.
We were going to have a brand deal today, but we don't, so I can say what I want.
Oh,
I'm very
goodness.
Angry. I'm PMSing and say what I want.
Oh.
Oh, here's something. This is what I've written down. Wow, I hate what people do for attention. Would you like to hear the story?
Did you just do it? Okay, go ahead.
I almost swore at you. An aspiring SoundCloud rapper who will remain nameless because I don't want to give him any attention.
Okay.
He got on a plane. He was totally healthy. Got on a plane with surgical mask and gloves, mm-hmm. and told everyone he just came from China and that he thinks he has the virus. Like once they're in the air, he started coughing. He's like, I think I caught it. And so everyone started freaking out. So they turned the plane around and landed. And he was charged with mischief and breach of recognizance. I don't know what the word is. Recognizance. There's a Z in there. Some weird thing. Anyway, he was charged with this. And he admitted he was trying to get a video to go viral. Because he thought he would be like, oh, man, that guy has balls.
Man, slap the fines on him.
Like, what an idiot. Anyway.
Wow.
So, I hate people, whether I'm PMSing or not. Because I wrote that last night when I was at a level-headed and not emotional. You want to hear something else annoying? For other people that have Google phones and not Apple phones?
Yes.
Google decided to update its voice-to-text feature where it would automatically add punctuations for you. Because right now when you do like voice-to-text, you're like, hey, Rachel, comma, I love you so much, exclamation point, you are perfect, period. You know how you do that? You have to say that punctuation.
Yeah, I know how I do that.
Yeah, you say it all the time. Well, they decided, oh, we'll just naturally add the punctuation when we think it should be in the...
Whoops.
Yeah, it's not working.
Oh, no.
And you can't turn it off. So there's no way to be like, you know, stop auto punctuation. And people with disabilities are getting really mad because there's a lot of people who use it who have disabilities, yes. who they can't use their hands, yes. or they shake too much, like something like that. And they're like, I can't text now because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And they're getting really pissed and they're trying to tweet, but it doesn't make any sense when they try and tweet because it doesn't come out right because the punctuation's all weird.
Yeah.
I read a few sentences with it. I'm like, how in the world would anything think that was correct?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back to the drawing board.
Even with autocorrect on Siri when I'm texting, yes. I'll be like, I was trying to text, don't say something to something. And mm-hmm. it kept changing say to day. And I was like, don't day. What? That's not a verb. Why do you think I'm trying to say don't day? Who says? No one has ever said that in their entire existence. So sometimes these things are supposed to help us don't actually do that. And there needs to be a way to turn those things off. You can turn off autocorrect on the iPhone, I believe. And
you can.
So Google should make it so they can turn that off or, you know, fix it. But
that's all.
Oh, God, I'm just filled with annoying stories. And I did not write this today. Wrote this another day. Okay. This made me angry. Tesla remotely disabled autopilot. You know they have autopilot on their cars? On a used Model S, so one of their used cars, because it was sold to a new person. And they said, well, that person didn't pay for it. Right? So what happened? And it's not like someone bought it, sold it to a friend. A dealership bought it at like one of these conventions and they're like, well, we can't sell this as new because we used it at a convention. So a dealership bought it with the full package. And then the dealership was like, okay, this is a full packaged Model S. Sell it. And so someone was like, okay, this is full packaged. Like, yes, here's the price because it's full package. The dealership completely honest throughout the whole thing. They didn't know anything was, they were like, we bought this with all of these things in it. Mm-hmm. So here are all the things. And this person bought it and Tesla went, no. And they turned off. They can turn things off on the car, like remotely, like in there, someone with a little computer in a different room and you're on the other side of the country can turn it off. And this person was like, what in the world? So he like tried to talk to the dealership and they're like, we gave you everything we have. We don't know what to do at this point. And this person contacted Tesla and they're like, well, you didn't pay for auto drive. Like, you didn't pay for it through us. So if you want it reinstalled, you have to pay us $8,000. This person bought the car at the price that it was supposed to be with auto drive in it. And then they were like, well, now you have to pay $8,000. So he has to pay more than a normal Tesla would be. That is...
Is that autopilot just to like wrong. Back up in a spot?
No, it's to drive. the car. Like,
so, and they have control of it. So you could be driving.
And they could turn it off while you're driving.
Target, and they go, no, you're going to Walmart.
Yeah. And this has brought a lot of, like, this isn't the first time Tesla's done something like this that's, like, made Tesla lovers, like, a little sketch about the whole thing. But it's causing anxiety. It's like, you can just turn these things off whenever you want.
Whoa.
Because it's not dangerous. Like a hardware thing. Like, you know, auto drive, like cruise control on a car. Yeah. That's just on a car.
Yeah.
The Honda can't turn off cruise control on the van. So
when you're driving it.
Right. Yeah. And it's, I think this is so wrong on so many levels.
Yes, it is.
The person did pay for auto drive. It's not our fault you sold it to a dealership. Like, so everyone's going to be scared of buying a used Tesla.
Yeah.
Which means no one's going to buy Teslas.
Yep.
Like, this is so wrong. I'm sorry. This is just very, very, very wrong. Anyway, I'm very angry about it. I don't think there's no solution. And, like, the lawyers were like, I don't know what to.
Wow.
It's a software. Wow. That's sketchy. All right. Instagram now lets you see which accounts you interact with more or, like, most or the least. Mm-hmm. I thought they did this, like, kind of automatically by which stories they put first in your queue.
Because
it's always the people I interact with. Much it's like
my family's always first.
Yeah, it's the first in the queue, even if we weren't the last ones to post. So I don't know. I thought that was just kind of naturally already done, but cool. Tinder made $1.2 billion last year off of people who can't stop swiping. $1.2 billion. That's a lot of money.
You paid to swipe?
No, there's ads, and I think you can maybe pay for premium. I don't know. I've never used the app, but there's. I don't know. And TikTok is planning to redesign itself to look more like Instagram. They say that they are borrowing ideas from other companies.
Oh.
So apparently you can borrow a design. But I mean, borrowing is your...
Lawsuit.
No, but... No, because Instagram's famous for borrowing.
Yeah,
it is. You can't... Borrowing implies you're going to give it back.
Yes.
So how do you, give back a design? It's either
taking it or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be inspired by it.
Okay.
So they should say they were inspired by it.
Yeah.
Because borrowing implies a physical object in which you're going to give back.
Yes.
You cannot borrow an idea because you keep it. It's a thought. It's a stupid way to get around lawsuits, I guess. And also Facebook just started rolling out a new look. I went on last night and they were like, you want to try it? Just looks wider and a little more bubbly. It's not
bubbly.
Really
bubbly. Are there bubbles, Rachel?
No, but like
bubbly.
It's like instead of like a square, like click your button.
Okay.
It's a bubbly
it's softer,
looking one.
It's a softer,
rounder edges.
Okay.
so yeah, that's all the news I have for today. Well, the aging. What?
We get rounder when we age.
Oh my god. Were we ever square?
I don't know.
Oh,
I have news.
Pretty round.
I read something that I thought would we could debate. Not debate. Talk about.
Okay, go.
In Melbourne, Australia, a mass group filled fire extinguishers with paint.
Okay.
And went down a street that was known for its graffiti, Hosier Street. I hope I'm saying that right.
Okay.
And just
sprayed all the art.
All the everything. And not something like beautiful, but.
They just sprayed over everything?
Yeah. It's like not a spray can, but. And during the day, it's on film. Don't watch it. It's horrible.
That's so messed up.
So what draws
because
the line between
okay.
graffiti or the graffiti culture or vandalism?
I mean, that street, I've seen the street, I know the street. It's known for it's beautiful art that's graffiti, and you can go there and do it, and it's not like you're going to get arrested
right.
because that's what the street is known for. So to do that, I think the fire extinguisher thing is vandalism.
Yeah.
Because you're going in not to make something prettier, because I think graffiti is a culture. Tagging is not. I think tagging is vandalism.
Tagging's with a gang sign or...
Yeah, or like you go like on a... bridge that's like freshly done and you go and you just put a gang sign or you just like say F you or something stupid like that. It's not art.
Right.
There's a difference. Like graffiti culture is art, I think. And then
there's some beautiful
graffiti
art.
But like obviously if you go to like a a family-owned bakery just opened up on the corner, and they put all this money into making the outside of it beautiful, and you go and you spray paint a flower or something, and you're like, well, that's art. No, that's vandalism.
Yeah.
Because those people just put, this family company just put so much money in making this thing beautiful, how they want, this is their shop, how they want it to look. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you decide that you think it should look like this, even though you have nothing to do with that, that's vandalism. But places like that street.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of become part of the culture and kind of welcomed, mm-hmm. that's cool.
Like Bubblegum Alley.
Like Bubblegum Alley and whatever.
San Luis Obispo.
So there are places like that. And there's a lot of people who do graffiti art like for people. Like they yes. do it on buildings and stuff
yes.
for the people. And they
and
ask
underpasses.
Them to do it.
And I've seen that.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
The line is very gray, but it has to do with just like who owns the thing? Are they going to get mad about it?
Yeah.
And things like that, you just kind of have to, every situation's a little different.
Yep.
But that, going in with fire extinguishers and just spraying
a group of men masked, so
that
spraying just
and
over
I,
everything,
that's messed up. That's not like, what are you trying to say, like it was, you hated that people put things there, but you're adding just ugliness to it?
Yeah. Or you didn't like what was there, so cover it all over. Well, then cover it over with white or something. So we
you
have
just
a fresh slate.
Yeah. That's...
I don't know.
That's really annoying.
That's not nice.
Yeah. That's...
Anyway.
All right, Mom. We're going to play a game today.
Okay.
And it is called Finish That Line. We did it with the Christmas jingles, the Christmas things. But we're going to do famous saying additions. So...
Okay.
Famous sayings. I'm going to start them. You have to finish them. I think that they're easy.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I think that they're easy, but it might be that I know what
more.
Not that I know more, but I just know what the saying is altogether.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see.
All right.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with?
At home. Oh, the first step.
A single step.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. This one, if you don't get, all's well that.
Ends well.
Yes. A bird in the hole.
Is worth. In the hole is worth doing the pot. In the bush,
a bird in the hole is worth doing the bush.
A bird in the hand is worth doing the bush.
Apparently it's hole.
Okay, well, they've changed it. Why would you have a bird in a hole?
I don't know. I got that one from Eric, so I believe him.
All right, Eric, I'm going to have to ask you.
You're wrong. An empty vessel makes...
Are you hungry?
You just called yourself an empty vessel.
A vessel. You put
an empty
like
vessel.
A pot. Is empty.
Makes the most noise.
This is true.
So an idiot talks the loudest is basically what it means.
Oh.
Like their brain is
got
empty.
Got it.
But an empty
vessel
the most.
I'm thinking cooking a pot.
Yeah, but an empty one would make
but
the most
ding,
noise
ding,
if you
yeah.
dinged it. That's the same with the brain.
Your brain.
They talk a lot. And they're the loudest.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay, well, and that just leaves me to talk. Thanks. All right, here's the last one.
Okay.
The best things in life
are free.
Yep. There it is. All right. You did okay on that one.
Okay.
You did pretty well. I'm going to make it a little more difficult next time. Let's move on to the questions.
Questions of the day.
Yeah. I have to shout out Bretman Rock. I love his things of the day on Instagram. That's all.
Okay.
Have you ever watched his Instagrams?
Uh-oh.
That was a no for anyone. That didn't
no,
hear.
I have not.
You need to. All right. Louidia wants to know what the most pointless holiday is. Go.
Valentine's Day.
I would normally say that because it's a Hallmark made. It's just made to make single people feel bad and to make people spend money to try and think that that's because that's the dedicated day to do it.
You should shower people with love all year round.
Yes.
Not just one
I
day.
Think maybe some people really do love it. They love romance, maybe like they're really excited to celebrate, have a day dedicated to it. But I think the stupidest day might be Groundhog's Day.
Well, it doesn't affect us. Well, it doesn't really affect anybody, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly. We take this animal out of its pen and say,
four
do
of
you
them.
See a shadow?
I think there's four of those that they do.
I just think that might be the stupidest day.
That's pretty
great
but
movie,
we don't,
though.
Who celebrates it? Oh, that was a good movie. Mm-hmm.
It was a great movie.
It was a good movie.
I don't know if anyone celebrates it, but...
I was thinking...
Like a major holiday?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Valentine's Day.
I guess Valentine's Day. Of the main ones. Because when I think main holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Easter, Valentine's Day. Yeah. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So I guess Valentine's Day, of those major ones, would be it. All right.
Genesis. Sorry, Valentine's lovers.
Okay.
Not sorry.
Apologize to Trent.
It's his birthday. That's what makes it a great day.
No. Okay. Genesis says, what's your favorite sauce to dunk chicken nuggets in? Hopefully it's not honey like Kim Kardashian. Ha ha. I'm a ketchup fan. And yours is honey. Listen.
No, when
I'm going on a tangent.
So am I. When chicken tenders were good at Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
I would dip those in honey.
Yeah.
Oh, because they gave you honey with it.
Also, why do you say you hope it's not honey like Kim Kardashian? Listen, anyone is allowed to eat whatever.
That's right.
Like, I hate when people do that. Like, I can't touch it. You put pineapple in pizza. Ew, you're gross. You put like ketchup and mustard on a hot dog.
Or you put ketchup on your eggs.
Why is it so hard for people to understand we all have different taste buds?
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
There are such a variety of foods because we like different things.
Yes. If I have to dip chicken tenders, it would be in ranch dressing. Not ketchup.
See, I prefer ketchup.
And that's fine.
Ketchup is my favorite condiment.
For French fries, tater tots.
Yes, ketchup. I need ketchup. But I definitely used to do honey with the chicken nuggets at Burger King. It's good.
It was good.
It was really good.
And they changed their nuggets.
So, Genesis, stop being so narrow-minded. Let people exist.
If you can have your own foods.
Yes.
And eat them, too.
And also, that just means that you... Like, she's Kim Kardashian. If you ate with Kim Kardashian and there was just like one packet of honey and one packet of whatever you dip your chicken nuggets in, guess what? You wouldn't have to fight over the one that you like because she would choose the honey.
And Kim Kardashian doesn't make the rules. You make your own rules for food.
Also, so why do you care what she dips her nuggets in, man?
Calm down.
Sierra says, do you use Ecosia? If you don't, it's an easy switch to make. And I went, what's an Ecosia? So I Googled it. It's a search engine. I've heard of it where you use this search engine instead of Google and it somehow plants trees when you use it.
Magical.
It's a magical thing.
Well, we are near Disney World.
So magic is in the air.
Well, there's magical things there.
Yes. So, I mean, if you want to check it out, Ecosia, Ecosia.
Not sponsored.
The sponsorship for today fell through.
I'm going to have to figure out how they do that.
I tried to read into it. And I was like, oh, there's so much words.
we have a long plane ride. So,
all right. And then Sir Honey. That sounds like a word, the name. Says, that sounded rude. No, I don't know how to pronounce things. So I say them until it sounds right. Have you been into JoJo's new bedroom? Did you try to eat any of it? So much candy. JoJo made her room into a candy land. Willy Wonka's factory, if you will. Yeah, I definitely ate some Skittles. She has test tubes filled with candy, and I ate some. Yeah, there's a lot. I think her room looks really cool. She did a video on it on YouTube. It's a pretty cool room. And in person, it trips you out because they did the walls in like this 3D kind of looking
thing.
It's fun. All right, last question. Joelle says, has there been any updates to the headlight from the spy video? Did you get the camera SD card to work? Did you see I posted this video?
No, not yet.
My mom doesn't watch any of my stuff anymore.
You are a liar.
I lost my biggest fan. She hates me.
I am your biggest fan, dude.
My biggest fan will watch all my things, Mom.
Okay, you tell me how I can do that next to a sleeping baby.
Headphones.
No, because then I can't hear him if he wakes up.
You just put your hand near his head, and then if his head moves, he woke up.
So I listen
just
like
hover.
This?
Yes. Just have your hand next to him. Well, how do deaf parents do it? Stop making excuses, Mom. Stop making excuses.
Sure, I could watch him. Do you close caption? Then I could see it without the noise on.
Just put one earphone in.
But then
stop
you can
trying
still
to make
hear
excuses.
It. There's times it's... No, okay. Never mind.
Stop making excuses, Mom.
I'm not making excuses.
You're making excuses. Never said hazmat. Joelle,
I'm moving on.
Someone has asked me a question. Let me answer it.
Go.
I did a video where I tested spy gadgets, and one of them, there was a camera and a headlight that you put on your head. You know,
I think I saw that
headlamp.
One.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you are in trouble, girl.
So, I tried to record with it, but it ruined all my SD cards and it wouldn't read it on my computer.
Okay, no, I didn't see that one.
Okay, yeah. And people were tweeting me afterwards, try it on not a Mac, an Apple or Mac. And my thing is, well, why didn't you tell me that when I bought it or in the instructions?
Yeah.
But I have not gotten around to doing that. Mm. Matt does own a computer that was homemade, so it's not an Apple. So
that was so Rachel.
Mom, how dare you blame things on me?
You.
Mom, I'm over here trying to tell people, trying to inform human beings, and you're burping.
You are a little squirt today.
Calling me squirts? Rude. That is an insult. I don't know what I'm on right now. Oh, it's been a long weekend. Tired. Oh, I have to edit and post this today. Dang it. It's Monday. Anyway, I never got it to work. People tried to give me advice, but I just never got around to doing it.
I saw the spy one that you put a plug in a wall and
yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah, that was hidden camera ones.
Okay, that's the one I saw.
I couldn't get any of those cameras to work. They all sucked. Anyway, that's all the questions, games, and topics I have for today. Mom, do you want to add anything else?
No. Hazmat.
No, you can't say hazmat now.
I did say it.
You didn't. All right.
If I didn't, I said it in my head, but I know I said it out loud.
I'm so stretchy.
You are stretchy.
I'm stretchy. All right.
That's going to be a meme.
It's not a meme, because now that you've said it's going to be a meme, it's not going to be a meme. I'm getting an Amber Alert. There is an orange county. We're not near there or in Texas.
We don't even live near Orange County.
Okay. Oh, a 3-year-old in a black sedan. Keep your eyes out.
Oh, no.
All right. Anyway, I love you guys. Mom.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.